Welcome to Hometown Highlights, where we sit down with professionals, business owners, and community members. There are so many unique and incredible stories in the individuals and businesses that surround us every day. Here on Hometown Highlights, we bring attention to these stories and bring them to the spotlight. We also want to thank our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. We appreciate their support in creating this podcast. Now, let's jump into the conversation. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hometown Highlights podcast. I'm your host, Dom Fry. Really excited for today's episode to be able to interview some athletes here and just be able to share their story, as athletes, as teammates, as brothers, with a coach with them, and just, the dynamics that all go into that, and just being able to highlight their story and the positive that they are doing in their community. So let's welcome on Coach Adams, Ryan, and Luke. How are you three doing today?
Doing good.
Good.
Well, really excited. Again, thankful for your time to be able to have this conversation and interview the three of you here. So let's just, let's start with a couple icebreaker questions. Just get to know the three of you a little bit better. First question, pretty simple, but are you an Apple or Android user?
I say we're three for three,
Apple,
right?
Yeah, Apple. All Apple,
everything. You got the AirPods, you got the MacBook. Nice.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Next icebreaker question, are you morning or night people?
I'm 100% a morning person.
I'm morning. He's night.
I
think Ryan's still working that morning. That morning part.
It comes in time. I'm sure, especially after those morning workouts and such. It will. Yeah. I feel like this is probably just the normal normal evolution of most people. You kind of start as night people, then eventually, as you grow older, you kind of become morning.
Absolutely.
Cool. And so let's jump into it then. So, Luke and Ryan, I'd love to know, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about football, but outside of football, what other sports do you guys play, or what else are you involved in outside of the game of football?
Yeah. So, we both grew up playing, we wanted to play multiple sports. My mom and dad always wanted us to play more than one sport just so we didn't get fried out in that particular one sport. We play football, baseball, and basketball. We stopped playing baseball right before high school started, and then we kept our careers with basketball and football from there. Nice. And I don't want to speak for Ryan, but my favorite sport is still basketball. It just went a different way for me. So
that's funny. Ryan?
Yeah, I grew up playing a lot of baseball and basketball. Our dad actually didn't let us play youth football, so our first year in football was seventh grade. So. But yeah, I'd say my favorite sport right now is probably football, but I do have basketball definitely holds a special place in my heart.
That's funny. So both of you would say probably enjoy, especially growing up, you said you didn't even play football then until, middle school.
We played soccer. I think we played soccer till fifth grade or something. And that's what helped us with our feet and stuff. Our parents always wanted us to run and do all that stuff and kick the soccer ball. So.
That's funny. That's a unique story. You get that very often, Coach? You get that most guys start later, or normally they start earlier?
I think it depends on the discretion of the parents. I think it's the trust in the youth programs. I think some have wanted to try to – it's such a physical game, right? So some want to kind of preserve the years a little bit. I would say it just kind of depends on where you are. The town I came from, I think, our youth leagues were maybe a little watered down to where I think we're trying to do a good job here of – developing like a flag approach. And then all the way up to fifth and sixth grade, then we start putting on the pads to try to keep the interest, because remember, you see third and fourth graders out there and they're hardly developed yet, and they're running around with baggy pants down to their shins like socks, and the helmet's getting twisted around. So it's we're trying to find safer ways. So I'd say overall, people are starting later, but you still got people who are, they wanted to pad up in kindergarten.
That's funny. That's cool. That's cool that you're taking a proactive approach to that, though. Trying to make the best of the situation. So I would love to know then, especially in your case, then Luke, with starting later, not starting till seventh grade, at what point did you realize that you could potentially go to the next level? At what point did you realize that you were a special football player?
Yeah. So my seventh grade year was obviously just a year of just trying it out and stuff. And I actually didn't like it after that. Kind of asked my dad, do I want to play or not? I'm not sure if I want to play anymore. I like basketball. I always thought for some reason I'd be this 7-foot giant, you know, playing at Duke or something like that. And obviously that didn't come about, but I would say after 8th grade, going into my 9th grade year, I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what team I'd play for, freshman, JV or varsity. And he actually started me out on JV in the scrimmages. And then I eventually had worked my way up to the first game starting at defensive end. And like one of my first plays against Anthony Wayne, I had a sack. And I was like, from there on, I was like, yeah, I think there's a really good possibility I can go somewhere with this. So I just kept working at it and getting better.
Nice. So it was the defensive side that kind of started for you then? Yeah. And obviously you still play both at the moment? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And then obviously then the next level, you're looking at the offensive line, correct?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Cool. Awesome. So what is, you know, you've been recruited and, you know, you could even answer this as well, Ryan, because I know that you have, you know, gone to a lot of the visits with Luke throughout this recruitment process. You know, at this point you've committed to the Ohio State to play for the Buckeyes and Ryan Day. But what I'm interested in is, you know, was there like a rite of passage moment or a certain moment where maybe you were starstruck and you were like, whoa, like I'm in the same room shaking hands with Ryan Day, or maybe it was, you know, Nick Saban at Alabama, or different coaches, different athletes. Yeah. Like, has there been a moment for, again, for either of you that it was like, whoa, this is the next level?
Yeah. Definitely meeting those coaches. It's obviously a blessing. You know, not many kids can sit in that room and be able to talk with one-on-one with all these coaches. But one other thing that helped me with this is not many people knew this, but I did play basketball through 7th and 8th grade. I took that really seriously and played on the national level with LeBron's son. And so LeBron coached us a lot. And that's what kind of got me to face adversity a little bit at that young age, because I didn't really play much for them my 7th grade year. I'd more sat the bench, and my 8th grade year I came back, so I didn't want to end on that note. And I ended up playing pretty well, but just meeting LeBron and stuff and having all those star athletes come to our game, like, I don't think it really phases me that I'll be playing in the stands of like 110,000 people or meeting all these coaches, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that 100% makes sense, having that opportunity. Out of curiosity, I'm trying to think of the age. Was it Bronny or was it Bryce?
Bronny.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Nice, man. That's cool. Ryan, was there any moment for you, you know, with going, because did you attend all of the visits or most of the visits with Luke?
Most of them. Yeah.
Okay. Was there a certain moment or an individual for you that was like, whoa?
You know, I would say, yeah. I'm still pretty starstruck to be in this position. You know, I don't really take this for granted, you know, because not everybody gets this opportunity. It's just such a blessing.
Hmm. Awesome. So for the two of you then, you know, this last season, you know, so especially if you started in 7th grade, so this would have been the first time you ever played together on the field together, correct?
In any sport. Yep.
Any sport. Okay. How was that? Can you describe, you know, what that was like playing together on the same field?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. It was very, it was really cool to play together on the field. It was a blessing, you know, like we said, this was our first sport playing together on the field. And it was really cool.
Yeah. Just on the standpoint of our team, just too, I think as a unit, we played really well together. Just all of us, we were having a lot of fun. Obviously really was special was the seniors and the juniors at the time really respected a freshman coming in, especially one of our wide receivers who was our quarterback, Max Roth. Pretty much Ryan shadowed him for the first couple of games, and then Ryan took over, and then Max went to a wide receiver. So it just showed how special this group was this year. Everyone was unselfish, and we had a great time all playing together. And obviously, just playing with Ryan, it's super cool. I mean, not many kids get to play with their brother, especially at the high school level. Sure. And it's crazy for him to be a quarterback as a freshman. And I'm glad I'm blocking for him, as I'd say. So
that's cool, Coach. Yeah. I gotta know, did you ever have to break up any brother fights in the middle of practice or anything?
You know, they had their little banter here and there, you know, I'd say probably Luke's the only one that can turn and tell him, hey, that thriller sucked, or, you know, something like that. But I think it was all in good fun and good spirits, because, it was unique. And I can say personally, you know, it was cool because I, as a sophomore, got a chance to play with my brother as a senior, and he was a senior. So I know how special that was. So to watch the excitement, I think even more, it was after the first game Ryan started, and to watch after the post-game interview when Ryan's getting interviewed and Luke's just standing behind him, just grinning, you know, like, was a very unique moment. And I remember sitting there watching it and thinking how cool that was, because I was in a similar position. So it really is it's a blessing to be able to play at a high level, but also to play together, you know, your parents see you, right? It was pretty unique. So no, I didn't have to break too much up, because, you know, Luke's handling business with the big guys. And, you know, he's trying to fend off the other big, ugly guys from getting his brother. So it was cool.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to pick any fights there. You want your brother to be protecting you, right, Ryan? Yeah,
he knows. He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy.
That is awesome. So, you know, what does it look like, I guess, for this upcoming season? You know, how do you feel about the 22 season? You know, obviously coming into your senior year, Luke, and your sophomore year, Ryan, what's the goals? What's the hopes for the next coming year?
Yeah. Matter of fact, just before this, we had a meeting with some of the players just going over our, what would you call it?
I would just say kind of a check-in, you know what I mean? Kind of a check-in.
Yep.
You know, we're currently in, and I'll give the mic back to you. We're currently in our leadership training and, you know, really kind of going through our core values, our core beliefs and, you know, really, you know, those guys going to be seniors, this is their last hurrah. And I said, me as my second year, this is a big foundational year. So just trying to pull everybody together and trying to make sure we bring the group back together as we can kind of really go reach our goals moving forward. So pass the mic back to you.
Yeah, no, just off of that, we had gone over our core values and stuff like that. And some of these, I think we can really have a special team this year. So the young kids got to step up, obviously, and we got to mentor them. But they got to realize that it really does go like that. Just in a blink of an eye, you become a senior. And I really wanted them to know that. Obviously, we got to keep telling them that throughout the season just because it's really true. It just goes by so fast. And I remember being in some of these kids' boots. And it just, like, you got to care a lot for those seniors. You know, if you're not going to want to care for yourself, you got to care for at least for the seniors because you're going to be in that point one time and you're going to not like when some young kid slacks off one play or something like that. But, no, our group this year, I'm super – super grateful for them. I'm super excited. We've built a foundation we're going to build on this foundation from last year. I think the base part of it was from last year going 9-3 and losing in the regional semifinals to the state runner ups. And we got to build off that year. And I think coming in with a lot of confidence could really help us out. And I'm super excited. So
that is cool. You know, and obviously you're in the process, you know, finishing the school year, you know, for you, Luke, at the end of your junior year, going into the senior year, can you try to describe, like, you know, what's the feeling? Like, obviously, you know, you've committed to Ohio State, you know where you're going, you know what the next step is. Like, how difficult is it at the moment for you to be fully focused on that senior year?
Not really difficult at all, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm just recruiting for the other guys to come to Ohio State, but I'm more right now, this is where I'm at right now. And I got to do my best job before I leave and keep this foundation building. That's how I see it. So,
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's what, you know, I've wondered. You know, with obviously being, again, at the level that you two, both of you are playing at, and just the difficulties of once you commit to a school, that it's like, okay, it's so easy to look at that next step, but that's awesome that, you know, you have that focus. And I'm sure it helps a lot with having foundation, having the, you know, the leadership courses and such that, you know, you're kind of able to go through with the entire team.
Yeah. But other things I'll give credit to is Coach Adams, Coach Avery, their weight training and stuff like that. And I have us all in doing this leadership is the stuff that I'm going to do in college. So it's getting all of us ready for that next step. And if some of us want to play the sports in college, so they do an amazing job with that stuff and it really helps us out. So I don't think there is really a big reason to look forward to that. That's but obviously awesome. Yeah, it's super exciting, but that's, you know, that's a couple months away still. So
yep, that's cool. So Ryan, how do you feel, you know, going into your sophomore year, going into, you know, again, the second season with Luke? You know, obviously I'm sure that you've had several schools reach out to you at this point. You know, how are you balancing the school plus the school football as well as the recruiting process as well?
Oh yeah. So now I'm starting to get, I'd say, pretty hot and heavy in the recruiting process, with the 23s wrapping it up. And then the 24s and then me with the 25s. Yep. But I would say the main thing for me is just staying humble, not getting too thick headed. Because obviously the most important thing right now is the team and our off season that we're going to have. And then I would say that, what was I going to say? Basically, yeah, just like the off season, we're going to train hard. That's what's most important, getting these younger kids ready to play at the high school level.
That's cool. That is awesome. So I want to be respectful of your time here. And kind of start to wrap up the podcast, but I would love to hear from all three of you. You know, as far as the Hometown Highlights podcast, we have a strong emphasis on the community and specifically, you know, here in the Findlay community, and would love, again, from all three of you, kind of go through what has the community been like? How would you describe community? What has it been like for you, you know, throughout this process, you know, not only with football, but also with, you know, the other sports and, you know, just being your hometown as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've been behind us a lot. I think this year is really special. Just a lot of the moms from the teams, too. Like, especially for our games. They got bought cowbells for everyone, which was pretty crazy and annoying, but I mean, it made it loud and it was exciting. But no, they were there for us a lot. We did a lot of different things for the community. We are right now still volunteering and stuff. And it's been really special. I can't thank all the people enough. I mean, I don't know if they would have been as happy if I went to another school, but I know they're super happy for me to go to Ohio State, and hopefully we can recruit this one to come as well. But yeah, no, it's been pretty amazing. I can't thank them enough. So
it's awesome. Ryan, Coach, do you have anything to add on to that as far as what the community, the school district means?
The community has been amazing. I can't thank them enough. Like Luke said, they've helped with a lot. They would feed us before every game, and they were just there for every moment. So, like Luke said, can't thank them enough.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, that was kind of a big focus for me personally as a coach. You know, obviously, at the end of the day, I want to win a football game. You know, but there's still that idea that, you know, you want to be able to engage the community. When everybody feels like they have a part in it, then it becomes that much more special. So, you know, trying to be very intentional with making sure that the band knows they're part of it, making sure that the student section knows they're part of it. Our community is part of it, the custodians, right? So kind of a top-down approach. Everybody has a stake in it, and we try to really honor every single part. So just little things we did this year, talk about Midnight Madness, which we kind of brought back, which was kind of a nice start. You know, the kids had fun with it. They had no idea what it was going to look like, how it was going to be, and we had a great turnout with the themes that we had. You know, all year long, you know, it was the pink out. You know, really honoring breast cancer awareness, and really kind of giving a focus to those out there. We try to be very intentional with that stuff, and I think our community responded. And you know, thank goodness we won some games because that helps.
Yeah.
but on the other end of it too, you know, I did get a lot of response back from a lot of people who said, you know, this was some of the most fun they had this year watching the Trojan country come back, but also watching our players have fun and win some good ball games too.
Yeah, I'd also say just with having people buy tickets for our students to make sure they can get to the games and having those spirit buses and stuff like that, super grateful. Obviously, it just makes it more fun to have everyone there, especially at the away games and stuff like that. So, and that's not just for us. That's for every sport this year. It's been
fun.
It's been so fun just being able to go to other sports and cheer on your friends and stuff like that. So we're not grateful. I don't think we're even grateful enough right now. We don't think of that as much, but it's been a pretty cool year.
That's cool. That is awesome. Cool to see the community support you in that way. You know, obviously for you to flip it around then and support the community under athletic teams and the rest of the school and their activities as well. And also cool, as you mentioned, Coach, that every single person, no matter what that role is on the field, coaching staff, community, you know, acknowledging their role and involvement with, you know, supporting the Trojan football team. So just want to thank you. Thank the three of you for your time again. This has been an awesome podcast, and just really enjoyed being able to share your story and, you know, just the entire process and all those dynamics that have gone into it for you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate your time and you know, stuff like this gets the message out. So, no, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been the Hometown Highlights Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation. For similar interviews, you can subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again to our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to the next show.